I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, September 13th. 28-year-old Dwayne Harper of Dorchester has been charged with the shooting death of 32-year-old Jordan Wiggins at the Elevation Apartments in West Quincy last month. Harper was arrested in Boston yesterday and pleaded not guilty to the charges. He's being held without bail until his next court date next week. Police say Wiggins lived at the apartment complex and that the shooting was not random. 32-year-old Nikita Clark of Quincy is charged with hitting and killing 58-year-old Donald Bowes of Quincy on Newport Avenue in North Quincy back in March. Clark told police she was plugging in her phone when she struck Bowes. Police say she also had an open container of alcohol in her car. Bowes was a beloved security guard at Fenway Park for 15 years. A suspected rapist from Quincy was arrested in Boston with help from DNA evidence. 42-year-old Ivan Chung is a suspect in several rapes, including one dating back 19 years ago. Chung was arrested last night and is due in court today for rapes in Boston. His arrest comes as Boston police use new DNA testing to solve cold cases. People are being asked to line Quincy Avenue heading into Weymouth today and wave American flags for the funeral procession of Army Corporal Jake Bryan. Funeral will begin at Sweeney Funeral Home on Elm Street in Quincy and proceed down Quincy Avenue to Fairmont Cemetery in Weymouth. Quincy Veteran Services are asking people to line Quincy Avenue heading to Weymouth and wave American flags in his honor. You can expect delays along the Southern Artery in Quincy all this week from the National Grid Cable Replacement Project. Only northbound traffic will be allowed between C Street and Russell Park from 6 to 9 a.m. Southbound traffic will be detoured at Furnacebrook Parkway, but students can still access Russell Park to get to Quincy High School. There will be detours for southbound traffic later in the day. The work is expected to be done by Thursday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, September 13th.